Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Joining us now is noted composer David Yazbek. Among his extraordinary accomplishments in theater was a very heralded musical called The Band's Visit, which I got a chance to see. And David Yazbek's latest work is something sort of really cool that he's working on. It has to do, I understand, Mr. Yazbek, with your obsession with a dead corpse, a dead cowboy corpse, that was found hanging on the set of The $6 Million Man. And from that and your fertile imagination has come an entirely new musical, which was also created for the ears in an auditory concept way. Hello, David Yazbek. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. I'm sure your listeners are like now very puzzled about what the hell this musical is.
Yeah.
I know I am too. It's indeed, this is a true story. There was a start in 1976. It wasn't on a film set. It was on a remote shoot at an amusement park for The $6 Million Man, starring Lee Majors.
Amazing.
They were set dressing this ride, this indoor ride, and they saw this day-glow red wax dummy. They saw it hanging under a black light. And someone said, move that dummy. And the Teamster who went to move it, the arm broke off in his hand. He saw some bone and realized, we need to get this mummy to a coroner.
Ouch.
So they whisked it off, and the county coroner of Los Angeles had this mystery. And briefly, it was a big news story, national news story. And he had to figure out who it was. It turns out it was this criminal from the turn of the century named Elmer McCurdy, who had a very unsuccessful life of crime, was shot by a posse when he was about 32 years old, and whose body was brought to the – this was in Oklahoma. He was brought to the coroner in Guthrie, Oklahoma, in Pawhuska County, Oklahoma. And he was embalmed with arsenic, as they all were at the time. Nobody claimed the body. The body was displayed at the coroner's office for about 5 years. And then two brothers showed up, claimed to be his brothers, but they weren't. They were the Patterson brothers who had a sideshow. And they took this mummy, because now this was a desiccated mummy, and started exhibiting it in their sideshow. As a dead body, Elmer McCurdy had an incredibly successful career in show business, going from coast he was traveling from coast to coast many times over in various sideshows, eventually in a wax museum, a traveling wax museum, then eventually in exploitation films, finally painted day glow red and hung in a amusement park. And by that time, nobody knew who he had been. Nobody knew what his name was. This guy who had wanted to be famous as an outlaw. Nobody remembered his name. And that's the story we're telling.
And the Patterson brothers by then long dead, I imagine? Long gone?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
History
oh,
too?
Yes, yes. There, yeah, everyone, I mean, basically, everyone ends up, sort of
right.
disappearing into history. That's the point of the show. The point of the show is while you're so busy trying to make bucks, you know, like with your sideshow or trying to figure out how to exploit this dummy, this mummy, or trying to figure out how to have a life of crime and be famous like Billy the Kid, while you're so busy doing that stuff, you're kind of missing the present moment. And you're living in hell instead of living in heaven on earth. And that's the idea. But it's funny and sad and so, all that.
So, David Yazbek, so clearly you get ideas from unconventional sources. And I want to know how this story, what about this in your bright mind illuminated, oh, I can write some songs about this. I can make this a musical.
You know, this story has everything. It has a lot of my songs tend to be about, the Buddhist term hungry ghosts. It tends to be about kind of like the tragedy of getting and spending and trying to eat as much as you can and trying to make as much as you can. And it's all distraction from, just living your life in the present moment. So it's very obvious that some of that would make good music, but also the bittersweet aspect of it, of this real life person who had, despite the fact that he was a criminal and pretty horrible in many ways, had these aspirations that all just went, just vanished, like dust in the wind. And he, eventually was forgotten, as we all will be. So there's just this element of there's a comical element, there's a deeply sad element, and there's a sort of whimsically philosophical element. All of that sounds like songs to me, but it wasn't until I started talking about it and writing these songs with my friend Eric Della Penna, who's my co-writer on this, that it really started congealing that way.
So is the musical itself, David Yazbek, is the musical, we're chatting with David Yazbek, who's won a Tony, who's won Emmy, Grammy, you're multi awarded for, you've written Tootsie, you've written Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, The Full Monty, The Band's Visit, which won the Tony. Is the musical about the story of Elmer while he was alive, or is it the story about, a sideshow, which was also a great musical, about that. I love Sideshow. Yeah.
No, the first part of the musical, the first half pretty much, is about him when he was alive.
Okay.
And it tells you all these details about him and his career as a failed criminal, the chance that he almost had a chance, for having a sort of a normal, lovely life, and he just couldn't stand it. It was just too normal. And then he's killed, and then the real interesting stuff starts. and so he's killed in 1912. He then has a career that lasts till 1977, when he's buried by a contingent of Pawhuska County sort of like town fathers who he's buried, and cement mixer is backed up to his grave, and 6 feet of cement are poured in because that was the idea, was no one could ever bother him again.
Oh, no dirt for this guy. Nobody could raise him up. Okay.
You could not raise him up. Yeah.
Wow. And David Yazbek, what I'm understanding about this, one of the things we were so intrigued with is you're also writing this musical in a different way for us to listen to it. And as a Broadway aficionado, which I am, I've always loved all of the Broadway albums as they've been produced by, the greats like Gotthard Lieberson and all others throughout the ages, because they have enabled me to rewatch the show in my mind as I listen to the album. But I understand you're doing something pretty innovative with respect to the audio piece of this. Could you tell us about it? What's going on?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, well, you got to credit this to Audible, to the company, to Kate Navin at Audible. And, you know, when we started striking out to see what kind of theater we should do this at, you know, the team of David Cromer, Itamar Moses, and myself, we had won all the Tony Awards for Band Visit, and along with our collaborator Eric Della Penna, the four of us were, you know, what do we do with this? Where should we go? And I think Audible was my idea, just as a, it was either my or my agent's idea, just this like idea of like, huh, what about, they have the Minetta Lane Theater, which is like the sweetest off-Broadway theater in New York.
Yeah, it's
they
wonderful.
Also,
love it.
And then in my mind, I was thinking, you know, I'm a recording artist. I have a bunch of albums out, and it's always very frustrating nowadays because how do your songs get out there other than in these tiny little clips on TikTok and that kind of thing? And I just thought about it, and I thought, wow, if Audible does this, all of a sudden there is a potential audience base of millions of people who could listen to our whole show and including our songs. So, you know, isn't that kind of what I've always sort of dreamed of? Like, you put out a cast album back when there was such a thing as albums and CDs and stuff, and maybe you sold anywhere between 30,000 and a few hundred thousand, but that was kind of it. Like, you would sell those to people who cared about the show because they had seen it or heard about it. It used to be that when you had a show, the kind of show that Goddard Lieberson would have produced the cast album for, something, you know, 1965 or earlier, you had songs that were sung by famous singers from those shows that were out there.
Yes.
As hits, as radio hits,
yes.
As
standards.
The hit parade.
Yes, as standards.
That were,
yes.
That became standards very quickly before the show was even, while the show was running. So
yes.
People would go into the theater knowing these great songs that they wanted to hear. And it just, it's like going to see your favorite band. It's just a great experience. And this is our chance. They'll put out this, the recording of the show in October. Let's say we open on Broadway or off Broadway for an extended run, like in February or something. This is my first chance in my lifetime to have that experience.
Oh,
where
I
people
see.
Can come in and hear the music. It's very exciting to me.
Okay.
So yeah, that's Audible's made that possible, and it's going to be like an amazing sounding radio show with you know, sound effects and, you know. The music sounds great. We recorded it the week before last, and the whole thing is just an incredible opportunity for us.
And for those who have never been to the Minetta Lane Theater, I urge you, is this something open to the public where people can get tickets to the way this is being recorded?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes?
Yeah, but if you're going to get tickets, get them soon, because it's going to sell out, you know, any minute. It's at the Minetta Lane Theater, Dead Outlaw, and it's there until, we just extended, so it's there till the 14th of April. So there's not that much time.
The Minetta Lane Theater, when you go there, you feel like you're in another place. Like you, it's right. No, but I mean, even the entrance, the whole thing, you're like in old world New York. You're like, I can't believe this still exists. Like you blink your eyes. You're like, this is still here. I'm so happy this is still here.
I love that theater. I love it. I wish we could just stay there forever, you know, but they have other stuff that they have to put on there.
David Yazbek, it's such a pleasure to get to know you. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. You're such a great creator and contributor to Broadway. It's so wonderful.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm reading here. Is this correct on Wikipedia? Have you been working on a score for Animal House? Is that right?
Oh, my God. That was 12 years ago. No, that's just sort of I did write a bunch of songs and thought, oh, you know, we were trying to write an Animal House musical and it just sort of went away. It never happened. I was doing it for the film company for Universal, but it just sort of, as these things tend to do, they often just go away.
Yeah. It's a big season this season on Broadway. I think I read something like 18 new musicals. So it's unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's completely untenable. Like how do you support that? Well, you don't. So I don't know what's going to happen. Everyone's curious about, what happens when all the show, you know, who emerges out of the 18 musicals? What are the two or three that actually have legs?
You know? I don't know. Let's we've got a caller for you. We've got Paul from Bethel. Paul, you're on with the Tony Award winner, the many award winner, David Yazbek. Are you there? Hello, Paul?
I'm here. Yes,
hi.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hi there. Yeah. I got to tell you, I heard the premise for the show and I'm thinking, how do you build a musical around that? But then again, just a few years ago, I saw a play about a plane that got stuck in Newfoundland. And I'm like, how do you make a musical about that? And it's one of my favorite shows. So I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's true.
Good,
it's
good. I mean, you write a musical about it when it sings to you. And that's the case in both cases.
There you go. It gets the brain working and you do what you have to do. So that's a great thing.
Exactly. Exactly. That was a good question, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank David Yazbek, we wish you great good luck on this. This is really marvelous. We'll all go see it. You know, I think that you the thing about creativity is that it isn't a linear line at all. If you think about some of the greatest musicals ever, it's not obvious that they were material for a musical, but somebody great like you sat down with pen and paper and that's what it is. And that's how it happened. Even the band's visit. I saw the band's visit. What was the guy's name who starred in Monk, who was the star?
Tony Shalhoub. I just spoke to him yesterday. Yeah.
And Katrina Lenk, who then went on to star in Company. I saw it with her. And, you know, that's not an obvious, I mean, it's not an it isn't even an obvious kind of musical in the sense that I don't think it was a particularly traditional Broadway musical, but people absolutely adored it. And, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like, the band's visit. In other words, a band comes to visit this little way station, Middle Eastern place in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden a story unfolds and there's music and people are involved in the characters in the evening. And because of your genius, it becomes a Tony Award winner, right?
Well, because of the every collaborator's hard work and talent, yes. I mean, my favorite shows are the ones that are like that you don't expect. And the band's visit was a great example of, I watched the movie after being approached to do the show. And when I was done with the movie, I was feeling this, I was saying, wow, that movie left me with this weird, wonderful kind of feeling that I don't know why. And I just realized, maybe we can express this same feeling on the stage. And I remember telling my dad, like, he said, what are you working on? I told him about the band's visit and he had seen it. And he said, how the hell are you going to do that? And the same thing happened with this show where I told him the story. He said, I don't know how you're going to do that. And those are the most exciting and fun things to do. And perhaps that translates into really quality work. You know, that's what we hope for.
Well, David Yazbek, we'll go see it. So we can see it at the Minetta Lane Theater now. It's not completely sold out yet?
Yes.
Dead Outlaw?
Not yet. I think they told me it's not sold out. It's Dead Outlaw. It's at the Minetta Lane. If you go to audibletheater.com, I think you can get tickets, or even minettalanetheater.com, I think you can get tickets that way.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And that's off Broadway, and you expect it's going to transfer to Broadway maybe next season.
Oh,
so
who knows?
Who knows?
You know what? I shouldn't say that. See it when you can. See it
okay.
now when you can. That's what I'm saying.
That sounds good. All right. David okay. Yazbek on All the right. Lisa Wexler Show. Thanks so much for being with us today. Real pleasure.
Thank you, Lisa. See you later. Bye.
We'll be right back. More of the Lisa Wexler Show. Stay tuned.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at lisa@lisawexler.com.